You're now listening to episode 2 of I'm an Adult, Now What? Here's a quick preview of the episode. I just grew up thinking that I was shy and I didn't think I could do anything about it. But I do think that your mind is like playing a game of chess against your thoughts in a way. And if you can learn to outsmart your thoughts, then you kind of win at life. I'm going to jump into talking about a book by Wayne W. Dyer, and it's called Your Erroneous Zones, Step-by-Step Advice for Escaping the Trap of Negative Thinking and Taking Control of Your Life. I read this book and it was one of the ones that I feel like have changed my life. I didn't even realize I was thinking so negatively about life, about myself. So this book just really helped shift my perspective. And so I'm just going to briefly talk about the concept from this book, and it's called the I Am Circle. So just to be more clear, when I say I am, when I'm talking about this, essentially it's like when you say I am shy, I am stupid, I am a klutz, basically saying I am something is collectively talked about as I ams in this portion of his book. Quote, the rewards for hanging onto your past by trotting out your I ams can be neatly summed up in the one word, avoidance. Whenever you want to dodge a certain kind of activity or to gloss over a personality defect, you can always justify yourself with an I am. In fact, after you use these labels enough, you begin to believe them yourself, and at that present moment, you're a finished product destined to remain as you are for the rest of your days. Labels enable you to avoid the hard work and the risk of trying to change. They perpetuate the behavior which has given rise to them. Thus, if a young man goes to a party with the belief that he is shy, he will behave as if he is shy, and his behavior will further support his self-image. It's a vicious circle. Unquote. Also, I just realized I never explained that I grew up in Scotland, and so my accent is a very weird hybrid of Scottish and mostly Canadian, so that's why I sound kind of funny. I figured I should say, because it might help you decipher what the hell I'm saying this entire podcast, and I apologize if you can't understand me. So essentially, Wayne Dyer's saying that you have this idea of yourself that you've kind of grasped onto because it's easier to stick with that than to try and change. I was such a shy child, so I can like vouch for this, but I didn't put myself out there to try and become more talkative for a long time, which is totally fine. Like, I observed a lot when I was shy, because when your mouth is closed, your ears are open, right? But I would always be like, oh, I'm shy, I can't do this, I'm shy, like, I don't want to go ask someone if they want to hang out because I'm shy, or whatever the hell it was. And so it's the idea that you start with your thought of I'm shy, and then you want to do something and you think about doing it, but then you fall into the trap of negative thinking and say, no, I can't. And your reasoning for that is because you tell yourself, because I'm shy, and that's how it is. But the thing is, it doesn't have to be that way, and it's so simple, but like, I literally did not think that. I just grew up thinking that I was shy, and I didn't think I could do anything about it. But I do think that your mind is like playing a game of chess against your thoughts, in a way. And if you can learn to outsmart your thoughts, then you kind of win at life. And just to be able to take a step back and realize that you are not your thoughts, you're more than that, then you gain control. So to go back to Wayne Dyer, quote, there may be many reasons for the young man's shyness, some of which probably go back to his childhood. Whatever the reasons for his fear, he has decided not to go to work on his social wariness, but to explain it with a simple I am. His fear of failing is strong enough to prevent him from trying. Were he to believe in the present moment and his ability to make a choice, his sentence would change from I'm shy to up until now I've behaved in a shy manner. Unquote. So he just goes on to say that basically this vicious circle of thinking regarding the shyness can apply to any belief that you have of yourself that is self-diminishing. And another example he uses is people who believe that they're poor at math, and so they feel like they can never be good at math. And like the thing is, everyone struggles in different subjects and excel at others. You will always have like your strengths and weaknesses, but the thing is, you can do so much more than you think you can. And you stop yourself by saying like, oh, I'm not good at math, but it might take you 10 times longer to solve a math problem, but you are capable of doing it. So I find concepts like this to be kind of frustrating when they don't offer a solution, because yes, it does increase your self-awareness, but it's kind of like, where do we go from here? But Wayne Dyer does offer a solution, which is, quote, leaving the past behind involves taking risks. You've become accustomed to your self-definitions. In many cases, they function as a support system in your daily life. Some specific strategies for eliminating those I ams include eliminating I am wherever you can. Substitute with such sentences as, until today, I've chosen to be that way. Or, I used to label myself as, insert self-diminishing adjective. Set behavioral goals to act differently than you've ever done before. For example, if you consider yourself shy, introduce yourself to one person who you might otherwise have avoided. Watch out for the four neurotic sentences, and whenever you fall into using them, correct yourself out loud in the following way. Change that's me to that was me. I can't help it to I can change that if I work on it. I've always been that way to I'm going to be different. That's my nature to that's what I used to believe was my nature. Find something you've never done and set aside an afternoon for that activity. After your 3-hour immersion in a totally new activity, one that you've always avoided in the past, see if you can still use the same I am that you applied that morning. All of your I ams are learned avoidance patterns, and you can learn to be almost anything if you make the choice to do so. There is no such thing as human nature. The phrase itself is designed to pigeonhole people and to create excuses. You are the sum product of your choices, and every I am you treasure could be relabeled. I've chosen to be. Go back to the opening questions in this chapter. Who are you and how do you describe yourself? Think about some delicious new labels that are in no way connected to the choices that others have made for you or those that you've made until now. Those old, tiresome labels may be keeping you from living your life as fully as you might. Unquote. So yeah, I found this idea like so helpful in changing like how I looked at myself, and I didn't realize how I was restricting myself so much. But when I feel like shit because I feel like I'm really bad at something, I stop myself and I just have to remember, like, at one point in my life, I was really bad at whatever I'm currently good at in my eyes. For example, when you're a kid and you draw something, like, it's really bad regardless of what your family tells you. The drawings are not, like, great. No offense, children. But you do get better with practice, and I did get better with practice. And so whenever I feel like, oh, I'm really bad at this right now and I feel like shit and I start beating myself up, I stop and I remember, okay, like, actually now I'm able to draw like very realistic portraits of people, which I never thought I would be able to do. So with time you can get there, but you don't get there without putting in work. So just be kind to yourself and remember that you will get there eventually. But just remember that you are capable of doing it. It just might take you more practice than it takes someone else, but that doesn't mean that you won't get there. For example, I never thought I would be a model. I was so freaking awkward. Yeah, but now I've gotten a lot better at it, and it is almost kind of like natural in a way, in a weird way, and I never thought I'd get there. Never thought I could do any of that stuff. So that is one thing that I think of when I'm like, wow, I'm really fucking bad at this, when I'm trying something new. Yeah, so I hope that helps you. And to end this episode, I'm going to repeat the quote that Wayne Dyer included at the end of the chapter that I just read from in his book, Your Erroneous Zones. It is a quote from Terence H. White, the once and future king. Quote, "The best thing for being sad," replied Merlin, beginning to puff and blow, "is to learn something. That is the only thing that never fails. You may grow old and trembling in your anatomies. You may lie awake at night listening to the disorder of your veins. You may miss your only love. You may see the world about you devastated by evil lunatics, or know your honor trampled in the sewers of baser minds. There is only one thing for it then, to learn. Learn why the world wags and what wags it. That is the only thing which the mind can never exhaust, never alienate, never be tortured by, never fear or distrust, and never dream of regretting. Learning is the thing for you. Look at what a lot of things there are to learn. Pure science, the only purity there is. You can learn astronomy in a lifetime, natural history in three, literature in six, and then, after you have exhausted a million lifetimes in biology and medicine and theocriticism and geography and history and economics, why, you can start to make a cartwheel out of the appropriate wood or spend 50 years learning to begin to learn to beat your adversary at fencing. After that, you can start again on mathematics until it is time to learn to plow. Just be curious about life, and I think that you will end up being much happier. Just like ask yourself why, like you're one of those little kids that constantly ask you why about everything. If you actually learn to adopt that mentality, I think life will become more exciting because you're constantly on a quest to learn more about like the world that you live in. And I think that's a great thing, and you kind of get out of your own head. And it doesn't have to just be science. You can learn about new ideas that haven't necessarily been proven to be true, but is still interesting nonetheless. Like I love learning about like healing crystals, but a lot of people would be like, "What the fuck?" But the point is, it doesn't matter. Just try being more curious in your life and see how it goes for you. So yeah, be kind to yourself, folks, and until next time, thank you for listening to episode 2 of I'm an Adult, Now What? If you ever have any comments, questions, or concerns, you can also email at imanadultnowwhat@gmail.com. I'd always love to hear from you, and please subscribe and rate on your streaming platform of choice to receive updates of future episodes.